It's like Christmasly, but better. We're watching the Trump agenda roll out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's about to have a radical level of success in stopping the chaos in the world. And you know how he's going to do it? It's going to be so easy.
Okay.
You're going to be amazed. It's going to evaporate. Remember how peaceful it was when Trump was president?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, there's one really simple thing we can do. Stop funding our enemies.
Well, you know, there's a concept.
With U.S. tax dollars. I know that sounds crazy, okay? But it makes a radical difference. This is the former NSC for the Middle East, National Security Chairman for the Middle East, Robert Greenberg. Take a listen to just some really basic things we will soon be doing that will make a huge difference.
And the worst, I think, is the irresponsibility of being hypocritical. We've given $1.7 billion, the Biden-Harris administration, to the Taliban since the disastrous withdrawal in 21. We've given $7.9 billion to Iraq, whose militias on the government payroll have attacked U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria almost without stop on Iran's behalf. And we just approved $6 billion in U.S. cash going from accounts in Qatar to the Islamic Republic, who's responsible for all this and supports both Hezbollah and Hamas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I looked it up this morning just to see what we're up to. How much money in just 4 years the Biden-Harris regime gave to Iran? $200 billion. Okay. How'd they do this? Well, the good news is it wasn't your tax money. But what they did was there's money in these accounts all over the world that were frozen by us. $6 billion here, right, $10 billion there. We unfroze the accounts, let them have it. But then they took off Trump's sanctions as soon as they came into office, right? Which he had Iran more locked down than any other country on the face of the earth. They couldn't sell anything. They couldn't move. Nobody could sell anything to them. They were very effective. The people were in the streets on the verge of, remember, overthrowing the Ayatollah because they were literally hungry. And I have said many times he would have been overthrown and that country would be well on its way to a democratic overhaul had Joe Biden not assumed the presidency. And so they had to revive Iran. Well, Iran immediately turned around and started funding the Houthis, Hamas, October 7th, for which Iran provided logistics, training. They directly coordinated it, according to the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, right? So all of that was made possible by Kamala and Joe. All of this chaos you're seeing in the world did not just happen. It also didn't just happen because Joe Biden is weak, although he is. It happened because Joe Biden funded it because they want it. And it's about to end. Absolute joy this morning, Lee. I was so excited. You know how long I've talked about this and documented this.
Oh, yeah.
Trump to renew maximum pressure campaign against Iran. Let's think about this for a minute, okay? When Joe Biden dropped those sanctions, right? Anybody with half a brain would say to Iran, they'd at least get something for that, right? You're going to get about $200 billion over the next 4 years. Hey, this is what we want. No, they just dropped Trump's sanctions. Yeah. Let the money flow. Well, that money is about to stop. Headline, Wall Street Journal, Trump to renew maximum pressure campaign against Iran. Okay, the outrageous part. The day-to-day suffering of Iran under Trump was because they were the world's foremost sponsor of terror, which they are still, right?
Yeah, no question.
Then they sent, listen, think about this, not one, but two assassins to kill Donald Trump. We arrested both of them. We still got to get to the bottom of what Representative Matt Gaetz told us. He has a whistleblower from high up in the Department of Homeland Security, says there's no less than five assassination teams on the ground, and three of them are foreign. Okay, when Iran is trying to kill your president, has assassination teams on the ground, and we know has sent two assassins, one of whom, by the way, tried to recruit hitmen from the cartels to kill Trump, Bolton, and former CIA director Mike Pompeo. That is absolute fact. He is in federal prison right now awaiting trial. And all that happened under Joe and Kamala. Wouldn't you put like some sanctions back on or something?
You would think.
Like just for trying to murder an American president, an American secretary of state.
Well, any American.
Any American. But no, they're Democrats. Yeah. So all of this is about to go back on from a president who they tried twice to assassinate. So Iran's suffering is about to begin. They bet bigly in the wrong direction on the Democrat
Party. That's why their currency tanked on Wednesday.
Oh, they are about to go down in a most spectacular fashion. Those Houthis are going to have to go back to herding goats instead of using high-tech drones to sink British ships. And, you know, I can't wait for this, okay, because the bodies have stacked up. We have three service members who were murdered by Iranian proxies using this money. We have two Navy SEALs who were murdered by Iranian. But remember, they Iran was shipping the supplies to the Houthis. Yeah, they tried to board the ship and they died.
Yeah.
Those lives. Again, that alone, they should have put the sanctions back. Well, they're about to go back on. And this, Lee, this is why Trump, in addition to whoever else might be trying to kill him, Trump has got to be careful. He has got to make it alive to inauguration. Because let me tell you what, the leaders of Iran know this right now. They are all but finito if he takes office, because those sanctions are going back on. They were barely holding on when Trump left office. And they got this other problem. Trump killed the number two. Soleimani was the number two in Iran. Mm-hmm. Trump killed him. He's been known to just drone you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would not go if I was an Iranian leader. Like, I would not.
You better stay in Iran.
I mean, I'd go deep down inside the earth, because you just don't know what Trump's going to do. They bet wrong. And look, we know these assassination teams are still on the ground here. We've not heard of them being arrested. So, I mean, I have fear that Iran will try to kill Trump. And my fear is not misplaced, because did you see what just came out? This is a Real Clear Investigations, which are excellent. That is a great site.
Yeah.
Listen to what we just found out, okay? Because this got kind of buried in all the election news. Secret Service leaders meddled in an independent government investigation into the July 13th assassination attempt against Donald Trump. But listen to this. And this is from Senator Charles Grassley. He's got more whistleblowers and are still not following many basic agency security protocols for presidential candidates, presidents, and vice presidents in the final days before the election. He's still not safe, Lee. And this is probably why he said, listen, I'm going to go ahead and need the military to protect me on U.S. soil, because Joe Biden won't. I'm not even sure if that's a safer method, given who's running the military right now. I trust the troops. I just don't trust the leadership. Because of who they are. I mean, they are absolutely weaponized. But what we're finding out right now is they're still not following the basic agency security protocols in the days up to the election. Well, that's like 10 days ago, right? I mean, so I'm very afraid here of this. He's got to survive till inauguration. I really, really hope that he and J.D. Vance are not in the same place at the same time anymore. Every time I see them together, I just cringe. I'm like, you guys have got to survive long enough to get, inaugurated. Yeah. I mean, our border is wide open. God knows who's come over it. God knows who's stalking this man. God knows who's reading this Real Clear Investigation piece and seeing, wow, it's still unsecured. Let me tell you what. What you have not seen is an assassination attempt of Her Highness, of Joe Biden, of anybody on the Democrat side, okay? Nothing. When they say that these candidates, there's still no, that even the most basic security protocols are not being followed by the Secret Service, they mean Trump and J.D. Vance. They don't mean the Democrats. He's still wide open and in danger. And let me tell you what. It is really, really easy to walk a shoulder fire missile right over that border and take out a plane. I am not joking when I say I worry for his safety every single day, because Iran, I mean, they know they're what's for dinner.
Yeah.
And they tried to kill him twice. And Mike Pompeo and John Bolton.
And they are right at the center of two of the major conflicts in the world right now, both in the Middle East and also in Ukraine, because they're obviously supplying Russia with plenty of weapons.
Look, you cut off that money, $200 billion in 4 years. Iran's a paper tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Except the nukes. They did use it for the nukes. So, I mean, I would assume they would, right?
Well, they're literally days away from being able to produce one should they choose to. At least that's the intel we have.
If I'm Iran, I'm afraid that I'm going to go the route of Soleimani if I'm the leadership of Iran. Because look, it's Trump's final term, right? He don't care.
Yeah.
The Democrats scream bloody murder about Soleimani. Yeah. Trump's off the chain now.
Yes.
I mean, he may well just decide to expedite the exit of the Ayatollahs. You just don't know what he's going to do. They're afraid, and that makes them dangerous. The border is wide open right now. We haven't closed it yet. They can come over. They can do whatever they want. Folks, this time is fraught with danger, because the Democrats are still in charge And they have, and Lee, think about this for a minute, okay? Not once did Kamala Harris or Joe Biden ever threaten Iran and say, here is the specific punishment we're going to give you if you try to assassinate him again, a third time. They've never done that. Iran knows what that means. They've got a green light until January 20th. I hope they don't use it.